Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, we are back on the internet. What does the panel think of Obama's musings this week about mandatory voting?
You'll have a lot of uninformed people voting.
We do now.
Yeah. you'll multiply that number.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that because I don't think unless they, you know, you...
What, are they going to come to arrest you if you don't...
Fine.
Right.
It'd be a fine. In Australia, they do this mandatory voting.
Right.
It would be a fine. That's what they do. They
would
fine
you
them.
Want to have 35 or 40% of the electorate voting that really did know something as opposed to 100% just going in and stamping whatever?
I mean, I think we have to do something. I don't think it's kind of un-American, actually, mandatory voting, but we have to do something. We have to make voter registration easier. We probably should think about moving elections to the weekends when people aren't going to work and running
well,
around.
Of course,
absolutely.
Of course,
the problem with that is that one party, I'm not going to say which one, does not want more
which
people
one,
to
Netanyahu,
vote.
Which one?
I think
one party,
I think
they shall be nameless.
That is so
Bill.
Are you really telling me
that
the Republican Party...
We want the same thing the Democrats want, which is more of our people to vote and less of yours. That's what both parties want.
Right.
But I think part of being American is exercising freedom not to vote. And the libertarian in me says, you know what, if I don't want to vote, that's voting in itself. It's saying
right,
a statement.
Just, right.
And I shouldn't be forced to vote.
You wouldn't want to be mandatory, but I'm doing, this is off the top of my head, but didn't something like 80% of the eligible voters vote in the presidential election of 1960, Kennedy, Nixon, something like 80%?
No. Not
I think
80.
So.
I absolutely think not. Not 80. Maybe 60. 60.
I think it was more than that. Let's have a bet.
Let's have a bet. Now, if only there was a way we could look
considerably
up...
Considerably more than over the
Super
past
Bowl
generation.
Tickets, I want to get in on this.
If only we were living in the future, Bob, and there's a way to look stuff like that up quickly on your phone.
Right on your watch. Right on your watch.
And when you are including 80%, are you including the Chicago votes?
So that was 100%.
Look that up and tell us in the next minute or so, because I think 80 is way off. Yeah. And what do you want to bet, Bob? Who's going to pay for dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Great. Free dinner for me. Okay. I say it's closer to 60. You say it's closer to 80, right?
Yep.
That's the bet.
70 is the breaking point. The house collects on 70.
If it's 70, we will split. Split the check. Okay. Bob, do you think the NCAA should pay its student athletes?
I think they should be paid a stipend so that, like the average college student, because many of these kids come from disadvantaged backgrounds, they're able to get through college with more than just tuition, room, board, books. But if you pay them a salary, you're basically waving the white flag and saying, this is a complete sham. That's all it is, which they've allowed it to become.
But it is a complete sham.
Yes, but if
we're just saying it.
If university, and here's something interesting. We were talking about this earlier, things you'd like to hear said on the air. I like March Madness as well as anybody, buzzer beaters and everything else, and it's all terrific. But you'll hear every conceivable stat. You don't want to embarrass any individual kid, but you will never find, even during a timeout, any talk of the disconnect between academics and athletics, and what a complete sham this is for so many of these schools and so many of these kids. Now, if university presidents said, when it comes to the revenue-producing sports, because lacrosse players, swimmers, tennis players, they actually graduate at higher rates than the average student body. But if they said, we are going to take control of admissions for football, basketball, and maybe in a few cases, women's basketball. Nobody gets into this school that couldn't get into this school plausibly if it didn't have a basketball or football team, now go coach these guys. End of problem. But they won't do it. It's like unilaterally disarming.
Bob, we have an answer on the 1960 vote.
Ooh. What is it?
That's why you were smirking.
63.1. 63.1.
All right.
Oh. All right. Wait till I order the lobster out of here.
Exactly.
All right. And the Dom Perignon.
Jack, is Speaker Boehner working too much with Democrats and sacrificing a conservative agenda? Oh, I think so.
You know, it's interesting that the President of the United States seems to be more comfortable with Iranians than he is with Republicans. It's not necessary. They can sit down and work together.
Jack.
And I feel like both sides should be talking a lot more to each
That's
other.
That's something a Cuban would say.
I agree with Jack.
He's with me. You know, it's a rare moment when we can make a New Yorker feel uncomfortable.
Oh, that's certainly not the way
No.
Calm, cool,
You're so cool.
White people
That's,
talk.
Yeah, no. Exactly right.
So what do you miss the most about Congress, and what do you miss the least?
Well, I miss the camaraderie. I miss the debate every time I see
a
show like yours. I miss the decorations.
The decor.
Did you ever see his office?
I stole a Lincoln bus from it one time on a HBO show.
What?
It was a fraternity prank?
No, it was Stephen Colbert. We went in there and stole his Lincoln bus.
Stole his Lincoln bus. That's,
yes.
That's a comedy
There's
sense.
There's pheasant feathers as well in the office, apparently.
Yes,
pheasant
feathers.
Feathers?
Yeah.
For real.
Real
yeah.
Poor
right.
dead
And as
pheasants.
A congressman can say, like, you normally paint the office either like a light blue, a beige, a white. I mean, and you get, like, What, used furniture.
What is it with Illinois?
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot of weird political shit in Illinois. I mean, Bogdanovich, what was his name? Blagojevich.
And
Jesse Jackson Jr. He remember he like he sacrificed his career so he could buy Michael Jackson's old shit and you know.
Did he
don't
put
have
in,
three governors?
He,
like,
he was like the black Aaron Schock. He like
yeah.
wore like yeah, Michael right. Jackson's cape. Yeah.
It is
like,
bipartisan corruption
yes.
there. Three
it
really
governors
is.
In jail
yes.
and both parties.
We've come
yeah.
together
yeah.
around corruption
yeah,
in Illinois.
We feel good. I still want to get in on the free meal, though, Bob. Let's get another bet going.
Here, tip generously.
Ooh, look at that.
I can take that now. I'm out of office.
That's funny. You said now. Mercedes, is Scott Walker just the flavor of the week, or is he a serious national candidate?
He could be the flavor of the month, but I mean, I do think he's one of the serious contenders. Obviously, he's yeah. up there with former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, but I think, again,
he's ahead
this
of
is
him.
A very, yeah, in several states.
He's ahead of him,
in
and I'll tell you why. Because he's the one guy on your side who is liked by both the establishment Republicans.
Well, and Marco Rubio is too, though. He's liked by the establishment and
it's
by the
Cuban
partners.
It's
the Cuban.
Cuban, right?
No, but so I think watch out for Marco Rubio because I think
oh,
when
I
you start seeing.
Oh, I am always watching out for
he's
Marco
a Cuban.
Rubio.
You got to watch it.
Bring it back around.
So again, what I think Walker brings is that fresh face, which is what we're not seeing with Hillary Clinton. So I think you know he's a fresh face.
Oh yes,
sir. Party. It is the truth.
Now,
you look at the polls and people
wait
want
a second.
Something.
Fresh.
Okay, don't say fresh like fresh. I know
wait,
where you're going.
We've already established you're racist.
Cubans are not racist.
Are you now being sexist? Are you saying fresh face like she's an
Babe's
old...
a fresh face? No, I am not.
Okay. Because, you know,
you're,
here...
You're putting
we
words
are,
in my mouth. I don't
we
know
are,
what you're
we
about.
Are very...
I'm a woman. Why would
aware.
I be sexist? I mean, that's crazy.
Oh, you can. Oh, women can be sexist.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
And can. Gays can be homophobic, trust me. I speak of both of my people the way I make those
right.
Being a woman and a gay, I know of what I speak.
What do you think about the Dolce and Gabbana scandal? Now, I mean, they're two old Italian guys... who are gay.
Yes, right.
But they're saying, like, we are old Italian guys. Hey, you know what? We like it old, the old-fashioned way. You put your thing in the vagina, you know? That disgusting vagina. You put the thing in there. I mean, they called Elton John's babies synthetic. Well, not his specific, but synthetic children. right?
And I think they were at that slide, which was the problem that got them a little
But, I mean, don't they have the right? I don't agree with them. Don't they have the right?
They have the right. Well, look, this is what I think about the situation. One, it proves that there are stupid and insensitive gay people, just like there are stupid and insensitive straight people. So my sexual orientation is not any smarter or more sensitive than anybody else.
So if they have an old world view, they're stupid.
I think they're what they said, particularly because it was about children, was stupid and mean and insensitive. Because I think that's just unkind.
And I agree with you.
Right, and I agree. And
5 million, right, yeah. 5 million yeah. people have been born IV. 5 million. The first one was 1978. And she had children the natural way. But I think it was an incredible
story. Well, babies are babies.
I'm always for less babies being born because we do not have
enough. That's horrible, Bill.
That's horrible?
I'm the mother of 5 kids. I'm
well,
no
you
way.
Shouldn't be. You shouldn't be.
My poor children. They're yeah. awesome.
Well, that's super selfish in a world.
Super selfish?
Absolutely.
No right. way. The world contributors. Does not have... They will be contributors to our society. God only knows
one
of my kids.
They'll be takers of water.
No, they will not.
They will not take water.
Well, they need to take water.
Well, they need to take water, but they can be
contributors. Come on.
Can't deny that. In the rate, the birth rate in the United States, as it continues to decrease, at least the schlaps are providing some extra kids here and there.
Well, we don't need extra kids.
And they're half Cuban, so there you go. And Irish and German.
But the world does not have enough resources.
Oh, come
to indefinite,
on.
What do you mean, come on? What is your problem with
because
facts?
Because I have
what?
Five
kids. Problem with Bill. Facts. These what? Are facts.
That is a fact.
Just
that is
a fact.
I have a fact.
Just
I have a fact. I have a fact.
Jack and I, we have
now,
nine.
This is going to be fingernails on the blackboard for those of, there might be a few Democrats in the audience, just a few. But genetically modified, less water, less fertilizer, less land. You can feed a world of 9 million people, which we're closing in on, but we get great resistance just to have an intelligent conversation about it. And I think that's part of the solution to the world population.
And Monsanto children are not synthetic.
Right, right.
All right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, panel.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10. Or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.